From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. Actually, today, I kind of call it flying without a net because our engineer Jared is out ill. You could keep him in your prayers. Coming up later in the hour, we'll catch up with local staff from the Salvation Army. This is National Salvation Army Week. You may have heard some of our announcers talking about it already. And our friends at KCHF TV 11, soon to be celebrating their 39th anniversary, and they have a banquet fundraiser on the way. And the speaker for that fundraiser will be Dr. Robert Jeffress, who you hear right here on KLYT on a daily basis on Pathway to Victory. So we'll catch up with him and hear a little bit about what message he's preparing for that anniversary banquet fundraiser for KCHF TV 11. And right now, we welcome into studio Melissa Moorhead. Melissa's a local business person. She's the CEO and co-owner of MGR Talent Agency and part of the team currently in pre-production for a movie called Prodigal Daughter. And Melissa, welcome into ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
So glad to have you. Now, as an owner of a talent agency and, you know, kind of being connected with Hollywood and movies and what have you, what drew you to that profession?
Actually, it was God's plan over my life.
Yeah.
So I was raised in a Christian home, and I didn't realize what it is like to not be around Christians. While I was raised in a Christian home, I saw many miracles happen. But when I got older, because of the dysfunctional atmosphere that I had experienced as a child, I became very prideful. And I rebelled. And praise God that the blood of Jesus washes away all shame. I became a stripper. And I was a stripper from the time I was 21 to 27 years old. And my mom was praying for me. And my mom was very prophetic. And at the time, while I was working in the club, I did make some contacts and I did get an agent. And so I was kind of working, doing extra work while I was also living in sin, being a stripper. And my mom said to me one day, she said, "Melissa, I love you, but prepare to meet your maker if you go to work tonight."
Wow.
And I had to go, okay, well, my mom's usually, God's always told on me, so I could never get away with anything. So I listened to her. Well, the following day I went to the club and there was yellow tape around. There was bullet holes in the limo. And I walked in and the house mom told me, she said there was a drive-by shooting at the door. So that's why all this is going on.
Wow.
And I realized that God spared my life because I put the timing of me pulling up to the club in the timing of the shooting. And it just, I was so addicted to the money. You would have thought that would have shook me to my core. It didn't, because I was addicted to the money. And I really felt that I was a Christian because I was raised in a Christian home. I didn't realize how deep of sin I was in. So what ended up happening was my mom asked me, "Will you please go back to church with me? There is a missionary flying in. I want to go see him and I want you to come with me." So I went to this church and I felt God's spirit pull me to the front. So I went to the front and the missionary said, "God says he is calling you out of what you're doing." And I was like, "Oh, Lord, please don't read my mail." And he said, "And he's called you to be a businesswoman. He's going to raise you to the top of the company." And many people will say, "How can this be that this girl doesn't even have a college degree?" But know that it's my anointing upon your life. And I walked away thinking, okay, God, I've been a stripper for so many years. How can I be a businesswoman? And I felt so shameful. as I walked out the door. Well, the following day, I was like, I'm just going to go do a go-go dancing bar. It's not as bad as the other strip club. Well, when I went into the go-go dancing bar and I got in the cage, I was dancing and I felt such conviction. It was like my mom's prayers were chasing me down. The walls were closing in on me and I couldn't do it anymore. I ran out. I left the club and I called my mom and I told her I didn't want to do this anymore. And so when I left the club, I was like, okay, I'll just go back and I'll be a marketing director. Because I was so addicted to the money. And I kept trying to live off my mom's relationship with the Lord instead of having my own. And after I went in to do marketing, I realized that God was not playing with me anymore. Because it was shortly after that, I saw the darkness of what I was into. And it scared me. And I said, okay, God, I'm not going back to the club anymore. I'm done with this. But what am I going to do? Well, God opened a door for me to get a job as in the marketing department of another company. And the prophecy unfolded. I began to fly from state to state. And within 5 years, they raised me to the top of the company, just like the prophecy said. And when I got promoted to the top of the company, I was still trying to live off my mom's relationship with God. I didn't have my own. And one day I went to go hire a woman. And it was the day that I went to go train her that God trained me. Because she looked at me. I was in a relationship I should have never been in. And she said, your mom's a Christian, right? And I said, yes. And she goes, you know, you can have him, but why do you want him when God is so much better for you than crumbs? Are you ready to go back to church and surrender your life? Because the enemy is trying to control you, but God wants to set you free.
That's pretty bold.
Yeah, she could have lost her job telling me that. But she had such a boldness. And after that, I went back to church. I gave my heart to the Lord. I got baptized and I totally surrendered my life to him. And it was shortly after that, she looked at me. She was working with me and she said, what if God is calling you back to the place that held you captive to set the captives free?
Wow.
Would you go? And I was like, well, I'm enjoying my life. Like, I don't want to go back there. I'm happy in Chicago.
Was there some PTSD you think involved in that? As far as, going... You mean going back to the place of work or place of the city?
Going back to the club. To go speak to others about how God can transform their lives.
Yeah. I have to imagine that would not be an easy decision.
Yeah, especially because I was so happy where I was at.
Yeah.
And I was forced to move. I didn't understand why they were letting me go in the marketing department. So everything pushed me to move. And when I moved back to New Mexico, God said, I want you to go do a Jericho march around the club you used to work at. And I was like, okay, I sound crazy doing this, but okay. So I did what God told me. A couple people went with me. It was after the Jericho march that God opened the door for us to have a conference and invite these strippers in. And we blessed them with makeup and Bibles. And there was a couple of us, we got to give our testimony. And we saw these women come to the Lord and give their life to the Lord. And we saw some people leave that lifestyle. And we saw other people not leave that lifestyle. But I believe a seed was planted in their hearts. Well, it was a couple years later, after we had done the Jericho March, that my friend called me and she said, I just want to let you know the club is closed.
Oh, isn't that great? Wow. Well, what a testimony, Melissa, to see the work that God has done in and through you and your mom. God bless her. And this, was it a work colleague that was so bold with you?
Yeah, it was literally when God read my mail that day and was saying, I'm calling you out of what you're doing. And that it was his grace and his mercy over my life, because I started putting together all the times he saved my life.
Yeah.
And I realized when I met this girl, Erica, and I realized she could hear so clearly from the Lord, I asked her, like, how come you can hear like my mom hears? And she said, you know what, Melissa? It's a relationship with the Lord. You have to have your own relationship with him. You have to get into your Bible. You have to spend time with him. If you want to hear him, you have to build that relationship with him. It's just like any other relationship. You have to spend time with him.
Yeah. So, Melissa, I have to imagine there's people listening that are either parents of prodigals, prodigal daughters, prodigal sons, or maybe there's someone living in a lifestyle similar to what you've described when you weren't walking closely with the Lord. And what words of encouragement, and you can speak to them directly.
Yes. So for the moms of any prodigal sons or daughters, I would say keep praying, be persistent in prayer, and stand on God's promises, because God says that your household shall be saved. And you can remind him of his word, because he honors his word. And you can pray and believe God and walk in faith and just be seeing your child as they're saved, and keep planting those seeds. Because even when I was a prodigal, it was like I could hear my mom telling me, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that, right? And it was like God was always at me, like, you know, I don't want you doing this. I could feel, because I was raised. So train up your child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah, we have to imagine. I mean, like any of us, when we're off track, it's the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. And you were hearing that and feeling that. And, you know, one of the other things you mentioned, and I'll just say it briefly, you know, you kept going back to, I was living through my mom's faith. But, mm-hmm. we've heard in teaching, right, there are no grandparents when it comes to your faith. The faith that you have to yourself. It's your relationship with Jesus. And the boldness that we already mentioned about your friend, I wanted to touch on too, because I know this weekend in Skip Heitzig's message, he talked about how everyone else is being clear about what they believe. It's time that as Christians, we're bold and kind. You don't need to be nasty and mean to be bold and let the truth be known. So what a great encouragement there as well. And the Jericho March, I love. It reminded me, you know, weekly we have basically a staff time together. And it's not unusual for the staff before an event or before a service to walk the campus of Calvary Church and pray for those that are going to be coming over the weekend and pray for Skip's message. I just have to tell you, I'm encouraged by hearing what you have to share. And we're actually more than halfway through our time. And I kind of want to go, that was then. Let's talk about now. Because I mentioned going into this that you are part of a team that's in a pre-production for a movie called Prodigal Daughter. Now, is this a life story or loosely based? Or?
Yes, it's based on a true story. It's based on my testimony and what God has done. God has done some incredible things, even with this film.
Tell us a little bit about that, because I know in our conversation prior to coming on the air, you said to me a couple of times the doors that are just opening up. You have to expect that's God doing a work.
Yes. So, in fact, one of the producers said, you know, it's been miracle after miracle with this film. And she said to me, never in her entire career has she seen anything like this. She said, you know, I had someone tell me, you know, it's like we have a 3G network and you have a 10G network. And I said, no, I just got Jesus. And so one of the things that's happened is we have an Emmy Award winning director that you will all know that is being attached to this film. We have God's opened the door for that, which to me is a miracle in itself, as well as, you know, God's provided pretty much everything that we needed for the film, whether it be partial funding to, you know, aligning the right people for the film. Like, it's just been door after door being opened. And I've seen people come to know the Lord through hearing the testimony, because this isn't my story. This is God's story,
right?
Because it's for his glory.
Amen.
And it's to show that we serve a supernatural God who still moves just like he did.
And there has to be so many people. I mean, you know, we're all fallen. We all need him. So many can apply some of the lessons you learned the hope, the confident expectation you find in Christ. How can our listeners who now are somewhat aware of what you're doing and working on now in ministry, I mean, it's part of your profession, filmmaking now, along with being a talent agent at MGR Talent Agency here in Albuquerque. How can our listeners keep this ministry, this film, Prodigal Daughter, this project? Is that a working title, by the way, or?
Yeah, that is the title of the film, okay. Prodigal Daughter.
How can the listeners keep you in prayer and keep this project in prayer?
I would say, you know, if you want to follow more up on it, you can go check out the nonprofit that I'm working with called From the Heart Productions. And then I would say just pray for the team. Pray that as we reach out to the actors that, you know, as they're reading those scripts, that the Holy Spirit will speak to their hearts. And there are a lot of prodigals in Hollywood. Some people grew up in a Christian home, but got strayed away by the eyes of pride, by the eyes of vanity. And I believe this film is God calling those prodigals home.
Wow. Well, and you know, I so often hear, Melissa, now you're much closer to that industry than I am. And I often hear, you know, with the other Christian movies we've seen recently, of course, Jesus Revolution or Courageous or Fireproof or these films over the years, that by going to them, when they do get to the theater, you're kind of voting with your ticket and telling Hollywood, hey, we want movies of this content. Is that something that you'd agree with?
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. I'm glad you gave remind me the website that listeners can go, because it sounds like if they go there, they can keep up with what's going on. Maybe hear about the next miracle that God, you know, the next door that God's opened, and continue to pray.
So for now, I would tell the listeners to contact From the Heart Productions and follow up with From the Heart Productions to hear more about Prodigal Daughter.
Okay, well, we've been visiting with Melissa Moorhead. She's the CEO and owner, co-owner of MGR Talent Agency. I say co-owner with her husband, Otis. If Otis misses this, you'll have to tell him to listen to the archive. All right, we'll make sure you know where to find that. It's abqconnect.online. But in pre-production with Prodigal Daughter, as things progress, can we invite you back?
Absolutely. I would love to.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time today. And Melissa, you know, I encouraged you earlier to speak directly to those parents of prodigals and to the prodigals themselves. Would you close our segment in prayer?
Absolutely. Father God, we just thank you for this time, and we worship you. We adore you. We magnify your name. I thank you, God, for every praying mother and father out there. And I pray for the prodigal daughters right now, the prodigal sons, God, that you will remind them, God, that they can run to you, that you're there for the broken. It doesn't matter if they're an addiction. It doesn't matter if they've become a stripper. It doesn't matter if they're suffering with pride, but you heal broken heart. You take every mess they've been in, and you give them beauty for ashes. So I pray, Father, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit will convict their hearts and bring them to their knees and let them know that you can turn their lives around. And I pray that every prayer of a praying mother or a praying father chases their kids down, because you leave the 99 to go after the one. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Melissa, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.